David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have our very special guest back again, and it's our coach, Katie, and she's an amazing health coach. And today, she is back to talk about the mind and body connection, and she's just amazing. She has her own podcast on our channel, so check it out. She has such great podcasts to listen to. They're all health-related and health-based, and you will learn so much from them. She's also part of our podcast community. So reach out to her, ask her questions. She will answer them. She just loves to help people, and she's here today to help you. I'm so glad you're on the show today. I'm so excited about the topic that you're going to talk about today. Before we begin, can you just tell people a little about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. Great to be back, Stacey, always with you. I am a certified health coach. I have over a decade of social work experience. I'm the author of Purposeful Health, available on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes, and continue to work one-on-one with clients, as well as doing workshops, group seminars, and continue to expand on how I can help people. Really, the whole purpose of Purposeful Health is bringing intentionality to health and wellness. So really getting to the why, understanding, you know, how can we cut out a lot of the access from our health and wellness care routines and really get to the purpose behind our actions, which will just help us stay motivated, really clear and concise in our actions, and hopefully live our most purposeful life.
Yeah, for sure. Now, tell us, you know, a little about the mind and body connection. I know that you talk about, you know, healing from within, and it's so important to have that mind and body connection. And when you talk about the mind and body connection, what exactly, in your words, do you mean?
Yes. Well, I think for a long time, medicine kind of viewed our mind and our body as separate. Mm-hmm. We had psychology, but we didn't really understand how drastically our thoughts and our mind was impacting our body in having physical symptoms. And I think science is, you know, making a lot of leaps and bounds in that area,
yeah.
But it's still something that isn't regularly talked about, even with our doctors. I don't think the mental aspect is checked in as much as it should be. And, you know, our physical health is very important, but a lot of times it's impacted by our emotional and mental health. And the emotions and the unresolved traumas that we experience, we carry that with us throughout our lives. And, you know, eventually, if it doesn't get addressed, it can start having, you know, be the root causes of chronic illness and disease. So I want to just kind of touch on this more, bring everyone back to the importance of what's going on in our mind. What are we telling ourselves? Our emotional health and kind of monitoring how our emotions are reacting to the outside world on a regular basis, because that is one of the strongest ways we can prevent disease in our life, just in going through our day-to-day lives.
Yes, so true. You know, I always like to say it because I don't think people realize how much emotions play a role in our health. Like over 70% of illnesses in the United States and around the world are caused by stress. So if stress alone can cause over 70% of the illnesses, people don't realize how much stress plays an impact in our mental and physical health.
Right, right. And, you know, a lot of times our society tends to kind of shame individuals for feeling certain emotions. So it's important to note too that all human emotions are human. They're not a bad person. Like,
yes.
Women, for instance, tend to be labeled as unstable or crazy when we're experiencing anger or mad in a situation. And even if that anger is justified, there it seems to be like, oh, if a woman is not composed, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And men get the short end of the stick in another area, where if they're seen crying or breaking down emotionally, they're seen as weak.
Right.
You know, strong. And all of our emotions should be normalized and humanized and accepted, and not something that people are condemned for showing, because we're not robots and life
Exactly.
is hard. And so just kind of removing that stigma too, and those labels that we want to put on people for experiencing emotions in any given situation, even if we from an outsider look and think that that person might be overreacting, we don't have a full picture of that person's history or
Yes.
what they're going through leading up to that moment. So just trying to remove the judgments of others and ourselves with how they're expressing emotions can be really helpful. Just giving more grace too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think there's so much stigmatism in our society. I don't know why there has to be, but they has been for hundreds of years. But they always put that stigmatism where men have to be the tough ones and the strong ones. And so many men repress their emotions and they don't express themselves. And then they have trouble in relationships because they don't know how to express themselves, or they have anger issues and it turns into more than anger issues, And for women, it's okay. It's okay to have emotions, It's okay to be angry, Those are emotions. There's no right or wrong. There's no specific way you have to feel. It's all natural. We're human, both male and female. There is no one or the other, or everybody has the right to feel the way they do.
Right. So well said. I also think too, it's important to note you brought up just how important, like what a huge impact stress has on our body, right? And so just spending time getting to, just sit back and kind of recognize where am I at emotionally right now? What happened to cause that emotion, and how is my body reacting to that too? Sometimes, whether or not it's rational or irrational, our body is taking that information and it's reacting, so to judge yourself as like this is irrational, it's just an emotion, right? You think about 60,000 thoughts a day. For you having an emotional reaction for one of 60,000 thoughts that you have in your head, that doesn't make you crazy. That doesn't make it rational or irrational. It's just what's happening. And so kind of removing the judgment behind that can be really helpful. Also just kind of at face value, seeing how your body's reacting. Are you clenching your jaw? Are you holding the tension in your neck, your shoulders? Is your heart rate up? Are you short of breath? Are you sweating? All of these things can indicate that you're reacting to something adverse or negative around you. And it just recognizing that first can be the first step to kind of adjusting that, getting yourself back to a baseline. So really just kind of wanting to walk through life being the recognizing that you're always going to be having different emotions, good, bad, it's a roller coaster ride, but kind of also saying I can step back and be the bystander of what's going on instead of always just kind of hanging on to, everything that my body's reacting to and everything that my emotions are bringing me with. Just remembering that it's okay to take a step back, ground yourself, and just kind of do an assessment of what's going on at value and what can I do to kind of calm myself down when our emotions are elevated.
I think some of the biggest problems I think people face is that if they realize that their emotions are interfering with their mental or physical health, how do you let go of those negative emotions? So many people hold on and they have such a hard time of letting go. They're consistently thinking about it and thinking about it. Even when they go to bed, they have restless sleeps or they're not getting a good night's sleep. And it's because it's in their subconscious. While they're conscious, they're thinking about it, and then they go to sleep and they wake up maybe earlier than normal and the thought is right in their head. So it never left them. So do you have any advice on how to let go of those negative emotions?
Yes, that's a great question. I first want to say there's no right way for everyone. I think everyone should kind of do a little trial and error, kind of assess what's right for them and what's not. I think therapy is always great, but I don't want to shame anyone if they don't feel like therapy isn't right for them. There's journaling is fantastic. Finding someone you trust that you can open up to, really, I personally, I love journaling. I sometimes feel like even from like talking to a therapist or a friend, I might get feedback that I'm just not asking for at that given point. So like while I do have a therapist and I do open up to friends, sometimes I just want to journal by myself. I don't really want any external dialogue. I just want to vent everything at face value, no judgment, no external feedback, just get it out. Breath work can be really, really powerful in just realizing where we've been holding that tension. Oftentimes we just it becomes normal. Like I realize I carry a lot of tension in my jaw. I clench my jaw when I'm stressed. I also carry it in my neck and shoulders. And when I'm just going through my day, I'm not even realizing how much I'm carrying that around with me until I start kind of doing that like body exam, kind of assessing how I'm carrying myself, doing the deep breathing, maybe doing some meditation can just kind of help you detach from what's going on externally and what's happening emotionally for you. So, I also encourage people to movement therapy is very, very powerful. Going for a short walk, getting outside, grounding yourself by touching the earth or doing something like gardening, cuddling with a pet is fantastic. Or if you don't have a pet, you can always cuddle with a pillow or, a loved one. There isn't really a right or wrong. It's how, what's going to help you feel better on the other side of it really is the most important thing. So trial and error for everyone, I would say, but I'm always an advocate for mental health. Therapy or counselors are great, I think, for everyone at a given point in their life. And there shouldn't be stigmas about how we choose to, open up or work through our emotions either.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I really like the idea of doing breath work, and all the things you mentioned are really great. But I notice a lot of times when I've seen people really stressed out, including myself, when you do meditation and breath work, it slows down your breathing and it really helps you to really get to that level of calmness. Now, are there specific breath works that really you find effective in your own personal life?
Yes, I do a few. Square breathing tends to be the easiest for me. Just inhaling for 4 seconds, holding that for 4 seconds, and then exhaling for 4 seconds is great. The 7-8, it's kind of it's similar. It's just 7 inhale, 8 exhale. A lot of times we think that inhaling is going to be what brings us that biggest reprieve, but it's actually the opposite. So if you put more emphasis on a bigger exhale, that's actually what's going to cleanse out all of that negative energy more and kind of help your body return to the parasympathetic nervous system state rather than, fight or flight, which is the sympathetic system. So just focusing on that exhale and the release. And you can also do that while you're visualizing, or you could also clench your muscles. And then as you're exhaling, do the release. And that kind of helps to just relax all that tension that you've been carrying as well. That can be really powerful.
Oh, I love that idea. I love that idea. And do you find meditation good at, a lot of times people will try to meditate at night to get a good night's sleep, or they'll do it in the morning and it'll help them be focused and give them a good sense of clarity. Do you find, is there a specific time that you find, I know everybody's different, but for you, what works for you?
Yes, I love meditation. Personally, I love to do it right after work just because I feel like work is kind of when I start to build up the anxiety throughout my day. And then it helps to just kind of break it up. Like that was my work and here's the rest of my life. So I like to do it kind of right after work. It helps me just kind of separate work life a little bit more and kind of just keep my get my emotions back to baseline before I go talking to any friends or family.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea, because when you come home from work and you're all stressed out and you've had a long day, How nice is it just to either just meditate or do some breathing exercises, or even, like you said, do some movement therapy, just maybe take a walk around the block, it's just to get yourself just to wind down and just to relax and maybe put some nice thoughts into your head that will just give you a sense of calmness.
Absolutely. It does help to just kind of remove yourself from what you felt really attached to emotionally, a few months ago. So it's very, very powerful.
I really, I think it's so important that people learn how to handle stress. Stress plays such a big factor in people's lives, and it destroys people's lives, because they just don't know how to handle the stress in their lives, And I always felt like, we can't change the past. The past is done. So we're in the present, and if you think about it, every triumph, thing that happened to you in life, anything, you always got through it eventually. During that course of the moment, you were very stressed. It might have took a while before you overcame the hump of what you were going through, but you went through it and you got through it, And I think sometimes we have to just take a deep breath and really think about that. I'll get through it. What did I learn from it? And it has this made me a stronger person, and try to just think more positive, put more positive thoughts, because I feel like we're surrounded by negativity. You turn the radio on, it's negative news. You turn the TV on, negative news. In the media, on social media, it's negative news, because negative news, for some reason, we gravitate to it, and it sells. So people get, whatever works, people do more of. But then at the same time, it's destroying people, because it's just filling people up with negativity and negative energy. And we have to learn how to really switch the barrel,
Absolutely. Remind ourselves how strong, resilient, and we are all survivors in some way, shape, or form. That's super powerful. Nothing, just to think in big terms, the powers that be wouldn't have that power if we all were walking around feeling safe and empowered and feeling like there weren't the problems in the world. Like that's how they keep their power, is making us feel like, the world's out of control, everything's chaos, and we need them in order to keep our world afloat, basically. So just remember that there's an angle to it too, when you're fed all that chaos from the news sources and media streams, unfortunately. And that's why it's so important to choose wisely where, what you're engaging in and what the content you're listening to.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Are there certain things that you do to help you with the negative energy that comes through in your life?
Music is huge for me. I love rock and roll for that I think, it's a good, like, we all feel that angst or that negativity, and instead of pretending like I'm just gonna switch on something happy and pretend that it doesn't exist, for me, rock has that like raw energy where I feel like it's just a release of that negativity. And dance also, I throw my whole body into the movements that go with the music, and suddenly whatever I was angry about before just seems to kind of dissolve after I've danced to a few songs. So those are huge. I'm huge with cuddling my dog. I need animal love to some degree, and I'm a big advocate of nature and anything outdoorsy. So I love to garden, and I can't do that right now when it's, I do love that connection to earth in some way. So big advocates of those. How about you? What are your favorite releases?
It's pretty funny, because a lot of the things you just mentioned, I do. I love music, and I love rock and roll. If I really want to feel energized and energetic, I'll put on some Night Ranger. Like, when you close your eyes, do you think about me? And then the beat of the background, like, puts me in this, like, yay, gung ho, mode. And then there's sometimes when I just want to connect with my emotions, and I want to like bring up those repressed emotions and maybe journal about it. And I'll put on some soothing, music. And for some reason, that connects to me in a different way. And that starts bringing up, connecting with my emotions and my heart. And then I start really like repressed emotions or things that were bothering me, but I pushed aside, those start to formulate, to the surface. And then I'll write about it. And then I'll just try to work through it. And I love nature too. I love going on walks. I love doing all that type of stuff. I love going to places like the water. Like I love, when the weather is nice. No, not so much. I don't want to touch the Jersey beaches right now because it's really w windy and cold over there. But when it's nice weather, it's really nice to just go there. You hear the waves, just the subtle noise of the waves going back and forth is very serene. And just seeing people and just being able to just relax around, and hear the birds and everything. And so those are things that I like to do. And I love to do the chakra bowls. I love to do the vibrations and close my eyes and listen to the vibrations and then just put myself in a state of calmness and then just like and just really, really absorb what's around me and really try to get deeper within myself.
That's incredibly powerful. I love those. Thank you.
Now, do you kind of use any type of affirmations that you find useful? You when people talk about affirmations, a lot of people get really excited. L people love affirmations. And like, so what's your intake about affirmations?
Yes, I think I use affirmations a lot. Personally, I like them right before bed. It's like as I'm kind of unwinding from my day, I think about anything negative that's sticking with me, and I try to think of an affirmation that will directly counteract whatever that negativity is.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I'm feeling, overwhelmed. I can use something like I am not my emotions. I'm calm and relaxed. My world is at peace, just things to directly kind of counteract whatever that negative emotion is
Yeah.
can just kind of, I mean, we aren't our thoughts, but our minds does create the world around us. And especially when we're going to bed, we tend
Yeah.
to dwell on the negativity or, kind of relive the trauma that we experienced recently. So, I think trying to bring your mind to the opposite state, the desired state that you want. And to me, that's kind of like pick the opposite
Yeah.
message and kind of hit that home over and over again.
I like that. A lot of times too, if you repeat the affirmation, if it's a positive affirmation, and if you repeat it several times to yourself, sometimes you'll see that it actually plays a positive, you start to believe it. You start to really, it starts to really engulf into your body, and you start to really like think differently and feel differently.
So true, so true. One of my favorite books is The Hidden Messages of Water. And given that we're like 70% water, this really hit home for me. But Masaru Emoto, it was a scientist, and he did all these experiments on water molecules. And like you were saying, like they would bless the water with some really positive messages or affirmations, and the water molecules became these like beautiful, like snowflake patterns. Like there was beautiful symmetry. Everything looked like just a piece of art. And then they would do the opposite and say, like, I hate you, or create chaos. And the water molecules would respond negatively. They would turn into a chaotic. There was no symmetry anymore. The water molecules just looked completely all over the place. And when we think about how much we are water, it makes sense that even just like the things we're saying are physically impacting us when you just think of that experiment right there. And
Yeah.
what you said makes sense. You repeat it a number of times, all of a sudden your body starts responding, kind of taking over the energy of what the positive message rather than the negative stuff you were feeling before. It's incredibly powerful.
Yes, it is. And for anyone that doesn't believe it or thinks it's woo-woo, I was telling you earlier, a lot of physicists did a lot of research on this, and they did it with grains of sand and people blowing into the tubes, and the same thing happened, when they said positive things, or if the person had a really positive lifestyle and was very calm, the sand would like be in symmetry, like you said, and nice shapes would formulate. And then when the person, another person that was in chaos and their life was had a lot of trauma in it, and they would blow into it, the sand went all over the place. And it was just amazing. And they did like more than one study. They did many studies, and they were going through all the different studies. It was on Gaia, and it was just really interested in it. And the people who were conducting the documentary were all physicists and doctors and scientists. So it was, it was all backed by science, and it was really interesting. But yes, it's so true. It does affect us. We don't realize it. We are 70% water, and everything is affected by how we feel.
Absolutely. Incredibly important. And I think, and we just live in a very fast-paced society. And so we kind of glorify the hustle and the fast-paced lifestyle. But if we're not giving ourselves time to kind of just process our emotions and where we're at mentally, then our body is just going to start carrying around this excess baggage of negativity that we've been just kind of, putting up with. An extended period of time. So it's really, really more important now more than ever to just take time to decompress, really reflect and recognize what's going on with you mentally and emotionally, and work on getting yourself back to a calm, relaxed, at peace kind of state of mind. So just incredibly important. If we can hit home on one message, it's to take the time and figure out how to get back to a good place for yourself. And that's going to look different for everyone. It's going to look different for everyone at different times in their life too. And you should have multiple things that you can kind of use as a tool for yourself. But just knowing what those things are that are effective for you, and work them into your routines on a regular basis rather than waiting till you're completely overwhelmed and withdrawn and need a mental health day because it just got to be too much. No shame, that happens to everyone still, even when you are doing the work. But you can hit things before they become completely overwhelming, and not have it become a catastrophe as often then, hopefully.
Yes, and I think we have to listen to our bodies more often because our bodies are always talking to us, and we sometimes avoid the messages that our bodies are trying to give us. And instead of ignoring it, we should really listen to what our heart is saying, to what our gut is saying, to what our brain is saying, and really, and see how we're feeling. Do you feel fatigued? Do you feel drained? Is your body telling you, hey, slow down, or let's stop. You had enough for today. Don't ignore it and try to push yourself through it and say, oh, I got to get it done. There's always tomorrow. It took me a long time to realize that, but you avoid burnout that way. And so many people suffer from burnout. Burnout could lead to death. People don't realize that. So it's really important that we listen to ourselves and take time to do things for ourselves and put that self-love and self-care, because basically everything you've said is really based on taking care of ourselves. It's really about self-love and self-care, and really, making that make by making that mind-body connection, you are caring for yourself, and you're helping yourself so you stay healthy mentally and physically. And that's what people have to really keep in mind.
100%. Very, very well said. Yeah, I mean, at any given time, you should be asking yourself, what's going on with my body and what do I need right now? And honoring that, because too often we say, I don't have time, or your body's telling you, but you want to brush it off like it's not important. If your body is giving you those messages, there's likely nothing more that's more important, to be honest. Minutes to get a drink of water, a breath of fresh air, come back when you're grounded and have gotten that for yourself, So there's no shame in just saying, I need 2 minutes to honor myself and what my body is telling me I need right now either. Honestly, I respect people that do that way more than people that I see completely overwhelmed and pretending like they're fine. I would prefer a society that kind of gives everyone that grace to just take a break. Listen to what your body's telling you and honor it.
100%, 100%. And I think it's really important that people realize too. Think about it. The skincare and beauty business is a $1 billion business. If people can spend tons of money trying to make the outside look good, why can't they work a little bit on their inside? And if you listen to yourself and you take care of yourself and maybe get yourself a coach and maybe get yourself someone to talk to and guide you along the way. Isn't it worth it? If you're going to spend X amount of dollars on a tube of moisturizer, take some time out to maybe get a health coach and listen to what the health coach says and create that strategy and do what's best for that mind-body connection.
100%. Very, very well said. Thank you. One of my favorite books too related to this is The Body Keeps the Score. That's by Bessel van der Kolk. And it's extremely, it does a really good job of breaking down just how our experiences, our traumas, the way we are processing what's happened to us. Our body holds on to that over time, and just it stresses the importance of really addressing that before it becomes a catastrophe for your body and your overall health. So recommend that one as well as The Hidden Messages of Water. Also, Purposeful Health too, if you want to dive into touch on some healing, or we touch on mind body connection in that book as well too. Aw, you fantastic. Thank you for having that handy.
I read it. It's a great book. I loved it. I think it's a wonderful book. I think people really will get a lot of benefit by reading it. I think you have a lot of great insight, and I think it's well worth the time to pick up a copy and to really read through it. And you did a great job writing
Oh, that just made my week hearing that. Thank you.
it. Now, tell people about your services.
Yes, like I said, I'm a certified health coach. I love working one-on-one with people, but I also do group sessions, workshops, seminars, and my favorite way to work with someone is through a extended program. So I do a 90-day program or a 6-month program, and that is how you're going to have the most results and the most sustainable changes in your life when you're meeting consistently with someone who is opening up a safe place for you to really unpack everything that's going on, everything that you've gone through, and then help you kind of connect the dots for what you want to see in your life going forward, as well as keeping you accountable. Those are the biggest things that I love doing for my clients, really helping them. Talking about our health is quite taboo. I feel like anytime I want to just open up about my health to a friend or a family member, I kind of get the side eye after a minute or two. So, health coaching is all about. There's no judgment. It's just giving you a place to really unpack your health. Without, I'm not going to write you a prescription. It's really just to help you process everything, better plan how to make healthy lifestyle changes. Really work on what's working for you and what's not. So playing on your strengths and addressing your weaknesses, because we all have them, right? And I love coordinating with your existing healthcare providers, physicians, psychiatrists. I want to make a holistic care plan for you that keeps all everything that's already going on into consideration, and work with all of that, so we're not working against anything that you already have going on. So it's really just taking a holistic approach, helping you kind of reflect on the choices, what's going well, what's not, and then how can we get you to where your best case scenario, your best health, your happiest self.
Right. I love it. I love it. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you want to emphasize on some important factors, what would be those things you'd like to emphasize on?
Yes, it's scientifically proven that our thoughts and our emotions are impacting our bodies. So that time, slow down, reflect on what's going on in the world around you and how is your body responding, and take time to just learn those tools that are going to be helpful for you to getting yourself back to a peaceful state of mind. And that look different for everyone, so there's no shame or judgment on how that looks, or there's no right or wrong really there, as long as you're not hurting or shaming anyone else in the process. So just take that time to figure out what's effective and not for you. And then in those real life circumstances where we're feeling like our life is on fire, implement those tools. Get yourself back to a peaceful state as quick as possible, just by having those tools kind of practiced and ready on hand for you.
I love it. I love it. And tell everybody where they can find you.
Yes, I'm purposefulpathhealth.com. Purposeful Katie is my name on Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook under that as well.
I love it. I love it. This has been amazing. I really enjoyed today's session. I think you had such great input, and I think you really helped people because, a lot of people forget how much the stress in our lives can really affect us physically. People, they deal with stress or they and they every day, but a lot of people don't know how to handle it, and they forget how badly it, can affect us on an emotional and physical, level. And, they just let it go on, and then they get really sick, and they don't realize that the two are correlated, and you really have to, you really, when you feel stressed, you need to take a step back. And if you can't figure it out, if you can't help yourself, then you need to get help.
Absolutely. There's no shame in having someone support you through the process at all.
Yes, 100%. Well, thank you so much, Katie, for being on the show today. I look forward to seeing you again soon. And this has been amazing. Thank you.
You, Stacey. I always have such a blast talking with you. I
Oh,
really
me
appreciate
too.
it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.